This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, this is Grant Thompson with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast, where we look back at the last 7 days of North Sound 1. This week, it's a celebrity-packed podcast with Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol and the Sugar Babes on the podcast at some point. Also, we'll look at what happened when we gave one lucky listener £1,000 cash in their hands. That's all coming up. But let's begin by looking at the Edinburgh Festival. It finished last week, and the best joke of the festival was voted for by you. Here's what happened when Greg's Eat Breakfast reenacted that joke.
For now, ladies and gentlemen, the Edinburgh Festival is continuing, but they have uncovered the funniest joke at the Edinburgh Festival. But what's the joke? Well, I'm going to try a few on you and see if you can spot the joke here, Yaz. Testing, testing, 1, 2. Testing, is this on? Can you hear me up the back? Right. I'll try and make you laugh, Yaz.
Okay.
Uncle Ben has died. No more Mr. Rice Guy. No more Mr.
No.
My wife's eating for two. She's not pregnant. She's just schizophrenic. She's just schizophrenic. Right, this one will surely work. Paul Daniels told this one at the Edinburgh Festival, right? He's 73. He must know a thing or two about comedy. He slipped me this joke. He says,
"Ho ho, I said to a fella, is there a B and Q in Henley? He said, no, there's an H, an E, an N, an L, and oh, what?"
I'm not going to laugh here.
I'm not going to laugh either. I'm not going to, no. Gregsy, look, you've got to do it properly. I've done my fair share of stand-up. Well, I've done one night.
True.
You really do have to do it properly.
True. Well, Yaz, take it. The stage is yours. The microphone is yours.
Okay. I needed a password 8 characters long, so I picked Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs.
It's terrible, but it's good, but it's terrible.
After that performance, both Gregsy and Yaz have decided to stick to their day jobs. You're listening to a download from North Sound 1. You can listen again online at northsound1.com/listen-again. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast, where we look back at the best of the radio from the last 7 days. And it was all about the celebrities this week. Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol was in to plug his new single. Here's what happened when he appeared on Gregsy at Breakfast.
This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
We've got Gary from Snow Patrol in with us this morning. Morning, Gary.
Morning.
Do you do Monday mornings?
Oh yes. I'm fully functional. I'm a fully functional robot right now.
Well, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you on. I was watching the video for the new single, by the way. Wow, that was done. I know that the album's been done in LA. The video was recorded over there as well, was it?
Yes, it was the day before I left to come back home. We shot the video, and it was the most fun I've had shooting a video ever. You know, I came back buzzing to the guys, going, you know, we have to do more fun stuff, like dancing and make, you know, just trying to be a little more tongue-in-cheek about the whole thing. And I was watching, the idea came from, I was watching the Foo Fighters documentary Back and Forth, which is essential viewing for anyone out there that loves rock music, never mind the Foo Fighters, but, obviously I'd seen all the videos before, but just the way they talked about the videos, it was like, you know, why on earth would we put ourselves through, you know, faking playing live all the time, or just, it should be fun, you know? If it's going to be grueling, which it is anyway, being on a film shoot is mind-numbingly boring 90% of the time, and then there's 5% of that time where you just burst into action, you know? So you may as well make that 10% of the time fun.
We're going to talk about the single in just a second, but I wanted to ask you about the pub that you guys have got. Have I heard this right? You guys own or run a pub in America?
We part own a pub in New York, but we have nothing to do with the running of it, because it would just be an absolute disaster.
I wondered if you'd ever been behind the bar and poured a pint.
I have indeed, many times, but they don't have any choice in the matter on that one, unfortunately. When I get, the drunker I get, I'm like, yes, drinks for everybody. And the guy that actually runs the pub is going, no, not again. The last time nearly crippled us. So it's, you know, it's when I get in and I have a few Whiskey Sours. It's it's all bets are off.
And you can listen again to the full interview with Gary Lightbody with Gregzy and Yaz on The Breakfast Show at northsound1.com/listen-again. This is the best of podcast with Grant. Still to come, you'll find out what happened when the Sugar Babes were in, talking about their new single and their pants, only on Gregzy Breakfast. Do you get that kind of chat? But first, here's what happened on £1,000 Thursday, where we give away £1,000 cash.
Hello?
Hello, Heather?
Yes?
It's Andy James from North Sound 1. Craig's with me and so's Yaz.
Hello there.
Hi, Heather.
My goodness, hello.
Now, you sent us a text through earlier on.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, for your chance to win £1,000.
Yes.
Okay. There's a question in your voice. Have we caught you by have we caught you by surprise?
Sorry?
Are you in the bath?
No, not at all, no.
Well, you're going to need to sit down because you've won yourself £1,000.
Yay!
Well done!
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it.
You're £1,000 richer thanks to North Sound 1. Sorry to put you on the spot, but what are you going to spend the £1,000 on?
Well, it'll come in very handy because I have booked a surprise holiday for my husband in November.
Okay.
Let's hope
he's going to be 60, so...
Wow!
That will come in very handy.
Okay, oh, well, congratulations and well done on being a £1,000 Thursday winner.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, brilliant.
And if you're like me and could use another £1,000, keep listening to North Sound 1, another £1,000 Thursday soon. This is a download from North Sound 1 online at northsound1.com/listen-again. This is the best of podcast where we look back at the last 7 days of North Sound 1. And here's what happened when the lovely Sugar Babes popped in to speak to Gregzy and Yaz on The Breakfast Show.
And I am joined by three beautiful ladies. You do put me to shame, you do. It's the Sugar Babes.
Oh, thank you.
You
look lovely this morning.
Hey, I tell you what, how long does it take you to look that good? Have you kind of got a beauty regime going on?
Well, today we were pretty quick, actually. We didn't have any hair makeup.
Yeah, I'm always the late one with that. Girls just seem to be able to get up that extra bit early to, like, get ready. And then I end up with, like, half an hour because I keep putting snooze. And Mel was, like, texting me. She was like, going down for breakfast. I'm thinking, I still haven't had a shower.
Now, I've got to say, my radio husband, Gregzy, can't be here for a little chat, which he is kicking himself about, let me tell you. Have you girls got maybe a message for Gregzy?
We miss you.
We wish you were here.
Yep, he does have a bit of a thing for you ladies. You've made a promise that this year you won't change your lineup. So I mean, how good are you at keeping promises?
Is that very good?
Good.
Very good. Yeah,
it definitely ain't changing, my friend.
No. Good. How well do you ladies get on?
Yeah, we're all on.
You must get on really well. Do you actually spend quite a lot of time apart though?
No, we spend quite a lot of time together.
We see each other more than anyone else.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
That is a bit like me and, like, say, Gregzy, who I work with in the morning. And it's like, what advice would you give others that have to sort of work closely together? Because I think he sees me more than he actually does his other half.
Yeah, I think when you're working that closely with someone, you just have to become a team. You know, it's, you can't be like an individual and it's all about me.
No, you
cannot. You know, you've got to work together.
I was saying earlier about your side projects, Jade. I do want to talk pants with you. Are you still the face of Miss Ultimo?
Yes, I am.
How hard is it to relax in front of the camera?
Do you know what? It's like you suddenly start overthinking everything. Like, I should have been conscious about the fact that I was in my bra and knickers, but I was more conscious of what to do with my arms. I felt like I didn't know where to put them. I was like, do I fold them? Do I put them on my back?
You're sexy. Like, you're probably thinking, what looks good? Yeah, in front of them.
And you know, you're in a room full of strangers in your underwear, and it's just like, you just don't feel sexy.
And you've not got the other two girls either. I think you're so used to being in front of the camera, but with other girls there as well.
Well, we did a loaded shoot the other week for the magazine. Mm-hmm. And everyone was saying, oh, Jade, you know, how nervous are you? And I was like, oh, this one's fine, because now I am with the girls. You don't feel as sort of intimidated. Yeah. So that was good.
Now, how was your recent, because you did have a recent reunion with Keisha, didn't you? Was it awkward? How was it?
Well, it was fine, to be honest. It was, we didn't even see her, first of all. We walked in, and as we were taking a few pictures, we saw her come in. Mm-hmm. And it was just a bit of a strange feeling. It was quite surreal. But then she came over and a few words, and, you know, she said, sorry.
Good. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me today. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Before we go, can we get everyone to check out our Twitter account?
Of course you can, yeah.
Cool. So you can follow us at Sugar Babes HQ or individually. Mine's Jade Ewan.
Mine's Heidi underscore range.
And mine's Amel underscore Bereba.
I'm not being cheeky at all, just asking for a little bit of a plug for their Twitter there. The Sugar Babes in on Greg's Eat Breakfast, talking about their pants, amongst other things. You can check out the full interview online at northsound1.com/listen again. And right now, the final best bit for this week has got to be when we sent Yaz out live on location to the stunning River Dee, but she wasn't looking for sun.
Yaz has got details of something you need to be on the lookout for out and about in the water this morning. We sent Yaz out and about. Morning, Yaz!
That's right, Gregsy. You join me on the banks of the River Dee, where I'm on the lookout for the humpback salmon, which was spotted in Scottish waters earlier this month, and it's said to be making its way to the River Dee. Now, there's fear that it could cause a lot of damage to the salmon industry, so I am going to have a look for it right now. I have got my binoculars. Here we go. That's a lighthouse. Oh, some fit young men doing a little bit of rowing there. And, oh my God, I think I can see it. This could be the salmon, the humpback salmon. Yep, it's big. It's silver. It's shiny. It's getting closer. It's an Asda shopping trolley.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listen again.